You're listening to the Unsigned Chat podcast. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 46 of the Unsigned Chat podcast. How's everyone doing? I don't know about you guys, but I was kind of hoping that 2021 would be the start of a better year. But it kind of seems like it's exactly where we left 2020. But on a positive note, we are only a couple of weeks into 2021 and it can still get better. So let's jump into this week's podcast, this week's episode. And my guest this week is Vic Allen. So Vic, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, good. How are you?
So how are you coping with lockdown? Was it 9.0 now, is it?
Oh God, who knows? I'm doing okay. I guess I've just got to the point where I'm just kind of accepting it now. Like, I'm obviously frustrated because, you know, I want to be out doing live music. I want to be traveling. I want to be seeing friends and going to the studio. So I'm having to make the most of like the fact I can't go anywhere and make myself be productive from home. So I'm coping. It's not like, you know, a thrilling life right now, but it's okay.
Have you noticed when you talk to other people and you sort of say, what are you being up to, any news? They're all like, nothing. No. Like, nobody literally does anything, do they now?
No, I feel like I really struggle like not doing anything. Like if I have almost like, you know, if I have one day off, I'm like, God, what have I achieved today? I'm one of those people that feels like I have to achieve something every day. So I am being quite manic with like trying to do stuff every day.
I've never actually been in a situation like this where all you think you can do now is literally just sort of do housework, just do some more housework.
It's just such a weird thing. And it's just like going on for so long.
I know, because it's interesting, because when I've spoken to other guests and when you like look at last year, when it started, what, in March, and we were all kind of saying, oh, within a couple of weeks, it'll all be over, things will be back to normal. And it's like 9 months on.
I know, when they announced the first one and it was going to be 2 weeks and we were all freaking out. And now, if they said 2 weeks left, I'd be like, oh my God, amazing, that's nothing.
Yeah, once you've done 9 months, 2 months.
Yeah, this is like more than enough.
So how are you doing with your music then? What have you been up to? Obviously, with lockdown, you've got lots of time on your hands to do things musically. So what have you been up to?
So I've been maybe not doing as much music-wise as I should be, really. I feel like I could be doing more. I always feel I could be doing more. But I have been writing, especially over the summer. I was writing quite a lot. It's kind of slowed down a bit now, but I think I might try and get back into it. I've been doing lots of TikTok, actually, believe it or not.
Okay.
My new favorite thing. So I downloaded TikTok in March. Me and my brother got it. We thought it would be like really funny to have it, and it would be like, you know, really just stupid app. And I've actually got like 10,000 followers on it since March, which is like my biggest following on any platform.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, so I actually think it's a really good platform for musicians, because of just like the algorithm and the way it works and the fact you can like get in front of potentially millions of people. So yeah, I'm sort of doing lots of that, trying to make a lot of content for TikTok. Also been doing some YouTube videos and things. I went through a phase of like uploading a YouTube video a week. So whether it be like a cover or a vlog, I've kind of slowed down with that as well. So I need to get back on that as well. And then I've been just sort of working out what songs I want to record next, because obviously I can't go to a studio. I don't really have my own equipment. I have like some, you know, cheapish equipment, but I really don't know how to use it. So I'm not someone that can record from home. And I like to get other people involved anyway, because I think it's like, you know, other people always have better ideas and stuff. So I'm just sort of thinking about what I'd like to record next.
I always think when you're in a studio as well, you get a good sort of social buzz as well, don't you, in a studio?
Yeah. So it's God, I miss that. I miss being in a studio.
Yeah, so they're the good days. See you in the studio.
Good old days.
So on TikTok, you see you got 10,000 followers. Now that's really good.
Yeah. So that was sort of a new thing this year.
So you sort of now a TikTok influencer?
Well, not quite. It's funny because I feel like TikTok's weird. It's so different to other like social medias, and I feel like 10,000 followers on TikTok is not the same as 10,000 on Instagram, because TikTok's very sort of fleeting, and people will see a video and just be like, oh, that's cool, I'll follow, and then they'll probably forget all about you. And it's very different. I don't know, but it's nice, because sometimes like people do come over and follow me on Instagram as well, like not, you know, not loads of them, but sort of slowly trickling in, and people going over to my Spotify. And I do a lot of live streams on TikTok as well, and a lot of people join those like every time I do them, so that's really nice.
Now, I am TikTok ignorant when it comes
Okay.
to TikTok. Instagram, I'm okay with. Instagram, for what we do, promoting unsigned artists, isn't as good as Twitter,
No.
I've found. And I've also found that Facebook isn't as good as
Oh,
Instagram or
Facebook's
Twitter.
just a waste of time.
I can't help thinking now, Facebook is the new MySpace. Now, I don't know if you're
It's
old enough to
just
remember
like,
MySpace.
oh, honestly, like it's just, I forget to post on Facebook. It just doesn't, I never check it. If I want to like see what someone's up to, I'll go on Instagram. I won't bother to even look at Facebook. And even like the business side of things, like having a business page on Facebook, it's like, you know, you'll have like 1,000 followers and reach about five people. Like it's just, there's just no point in it anymore.
No. See, I think it depends as to what your business is, but depending on what your business is, LinkedIn's good if you're doing business sort of stuff, but obviously musician business isn't quite the same.
No, and I don't think people go to Facebook to find sort of their music anyway, do they? And follow musicians. So
No,
dying a
but I
slow
suppose is
death.
it I think that Facebook might be the new MySpace.
Yeah, I think it might be. I actually never had MySpace.
Did you not?
I had Bebo.
Okay.
Do you remember Bebo?
I do.
Well, Bebo was like, I feel like it was the slightly less cool version of MySpace, but it's what everyone
It's
at my
cool.
school had. But it had this feature that was like, so it had the top friends feature. So you like shuffled your friends into your top 16. It had a little grid.
Yes.
And that was just asking for problems, wasn't it? Like, you know, if you get knocked off someone's top 16, that could cause real problems.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of like unfriending somebody, isn't it?
Yeah, literally. And I remember like the boy I liked at school, I was number two on his top friends once, and I was literally
Oh.
freaking out. I was like, what does this mean? It turns out it meant nothing, but I was very excited at the time.
Being number two then, is that like the equivalent of changing your relationship status on Facebook?
Well, I don't know. We weren't going out. It was just like we were good friends, but obviously that was it. I'd been friend zoned.
Number two, that's a good position to be in. I used to like Reverb Nation because I don't know whether you still can. I haven't used Reverb Nation for years, but you used to be able to create street teams who would then go
Okay.
out and promote your music for you.
Oh, wow.
And street teams on Reverb Nation was a great feature. I haven't used Facebook for years, Reverb Nation for years, so I don't know whether they still do it or what its capabilities are now. But it used to be like a really good platform for getting people to join your street team and then set them little tasks and challenges to go out and promote your music and things like
Oh, nice.
that. I mean,
Does
that
it
was a
still
few.
exist? Does Reverb Nation still exist?
I don't know. I've
No.
not used it for years, so I don't know.
Oh.
So that used to be like the go-to platform that I used to like for promoting artists on. But
That sounds quite cool, actually.
Twitter's quite good.
Yeah,
But
Twitter, I like. I thought Twitter, when I joined it, I thought it was like rubbish. And I thought it was just people like tweeting pointless stuff. And then I joined it and I was like, oh God, it's actually really good. I wish I got it earlier. It's really good for like networking, isn't it?
yeah.
Yeah, so I wish I'd kind of got it sooner actually, but it's a good little thing. I forget about Twitter as well, but I need to use Twitter more, because it's actually pretty
Because
good.
with Twitter, they actually increased the characters you could have in a tweet.
They?
Because it used to be a lot less than what it is now.
Oh,
I think
okay.
they doubled it or something. Because
Oh
it used to
wow.
be a lot less.
Then you couldn't really say anything.
Twitter's okay, but you can go down a little rabbit hole of pure negative people and what I'll probably call vile people.
Oh yeah, there's always those, aren't they? Like I get them on TikTok actually. I get people sort of doing not tons, but like I just feel like everywhere you go, there's always someone negative. I always get these sort of weird people giving me like really unhelpful advice that I didn't ask for, and sort of like, no offense, but why are you doing this? And oh, it's just like good life.
The good thing with Twitter is though there's a block feature.
Oh yeah, there's that on TikTok too. I have blocked some people.
Well, I suppose you've got to.
I did a live stream the other day, and this account joined my live stream, and the username was Hate Daily, and they literally came on just to like spam people with hate. That was their account.
It sounds like there's a lot of time on their hands.
I know, God, these people.
Yeah, I can't be doing with negativity. It's like
No, definitely not.
life's too short for that.
Yeah.
But so with TikTok, you got 10,000 followers. How many people of that 10,000 followers then kind of, it's not posts you do, is it, on TikTok? Is it top tick? What do they call it?
So yeah, you do post. So they're all videos,
Okay.
obviously. And it builds up a little grid just like Instagram. But like the amount of people seeing your posts like varies so much. So like sometimes it'll be like, 300. And it's like, okay, that post didn't do well, bearing in mind I have like 10,000 followers. And then sometimes it'll be like, I have one that's like got like 70,000 views.
Wow.
And that's like where a lot of my followers came from. It was a video of me like, oh, being all dramatic and talking about my song I Can, and sort of saying, oh, it's about this boy, and those people followed me for that. So it's weird because sometimes like you'll just have a post that like randomly blows up. And I don't really know. I've like read about the algorithm, but like I don't really know how it works, to be honest. So it really varies, but like you'll basically get like a random post that does really well, and you'll get like a surge of new followers, and then it'll like be dead for a while.
Okay.
So it's kind of weird, but it's cool.
It sounds like it's better than the other platforms then, because they can be like real hit and miss, can't they?
Yeah, it's nice, and it's actually like one of my favorite things about it is when you do like a live stream, it doesn't just show your followers, it can like appear on anyone's page. So like I'll have random people tuning into my live stream that have never seen me before, so I can gain new followers from going live, which doesn't happen on Instagram. On Instagram, it literally tells like five of your followers and that's it. So that's another reason I like it as well.
I think with like Facebook and Instagram, if you post stuff on there, they really want you to be paying for Facebook ads, don't they? And
Oh yeah, I don't have the money for that. No one
no,
has the money to be boosting every single post that they put up.
certainly during the pandemic.
Oh, it's just ridiculous, isn't it? Greedy.
Have you heard of the new platform? Is it Clubhouse, I think it's called, where
No, I haven't.
it's in beta stage and you can only join it by invites. You need to know someone that's
Ooh.
already on it, and for them to then invite you, but each person that goes on it only gets one invite.
Oh wow.
But I don't know whether it's going to open up after its beta stage or whether it's just going to stay as an invite only platform.
I've never heard of that.
But there seems to be a lot of people that are jumping on, and I think it's something to do with voice.
Okay.
So I think it's more voice rich as opposed to sort of text.
Okay. No,
But
I've not heard of it.
seems to be people jumping on that, but I don't know anybody that's got on it that I can see if I can get an invite.
Oh
I feel like I'm missing out.
yeah. VIP.
But you see, I think that could be a really good platform though, if it's like invites only.
Yeah, because
Because
people
then
will be
you,
like, they really want it.
yeah, but then I think also you wouldn't get all the negative
Yeah, because no one's going to
comments.
invite an idiot. Yeah,
Absolutely.
no trolls.
Social media is bad for that.
Yeah, it is. It's a shame. I mean, it shouldn't
It
be.
is.
Like, I just don't know why you'd want to. Like, some of the comments I've got, I'm like, why are you saying that? Like, why would you bother going on and just like trashing someone that you've never met? It's just such a weird concept to me.
I think it's a weird concept to most normal
Yeah,
people.
I think it is actually. As soon as I said that, I was like, actually, it's probably not just me.
No, I just don't get it. But so your song "I Can," I mean, obviously that's not your latest song, is it? Healing,
No,
your
so
latest one?
Healing, yeah. So Healing came out in November, I believe. Sort of lost track now, actually. So Healing, it's actually about just kind of getting through a tough situation and like realizing you're finally starting to heal from it, basically. So I knew I wanted to write a song called Healing. I'd sort of wanted to write it for a while. And then one of my friends was going through a breakup. And she was like really struggling with it, but she was like starting to be okay. She was like finally starting to like get over this guy. So I kind of like made the song almost about that. So in like the second verse, I'm like singing about this boy and stuff. So it's not about a boy that, I was involved with. It's actually about my friend. But the song is sort of generally about just any situation, really, not just a breakup. It's like, anything. I mean, this whole year for most people, it's been a situation that we've had to get through, and we're still not through it. But I thought it was kind of, people could kind of relate to it because everyone's been through something tough this year.
Okay. And how long did it take you to write the song?
It was actually pretty quick. So this song, my so the friend that was with this guy. She actually invited me to the pub one Friday night, and I wasn't feeling like massively well, so I decided to stay home and write instead, because I'd had this idea for healing and I wanted to see if I could write this song. And I actually ended up writing like most of the song that evening, which very rarely happens. I feel like most of the time I'll start a song and then kind of come back to it later. But healing, I wrote like pretty much most of it, like most of the melody at least, in one go. And then just came back and did lots of tweaks and changed things. So it was pretty quick to write, actually.
Oh, that's good. Do you have a set way of writing a song, or does each song kind of vary?
I kind of do. Like it does vary, especially if I'm writing with someone else. Because if I write with someone else, it's just going to be completely different, because whatever they normally do is going to come into it as well. But if I'm writing by myself, usually I have like a specific way I kind of go about it. So most of the time I'll like know what I want to write about. I'll have like a title in mind, or I'll have like a subject. And I'll kind of sit down with my guitar and I'll usually write down like a few things that I know I want to say in the song. Not like full lyrics, but maybe just like the odd phrase, or I'll be like, oh, I know I want to rhyme these two words, or I don't know, just like say some random things I want to say in the song. And then I'll sit down with my guitar and start like playing chords and find a nice melody, and then kind of slide lyrics into place and build it up that way. So that's like my usual kind of process, I guess.
And do you like writing with other people, or are you kind
Yeah,
of?
I do actually. I write by myself mostly, just because I don't know, it's just how I started was writing by myself, and then you kind of, the song is fully your experience. But I do like writing with other people, especially if I've like had writer's block, which I feel like I have right now actually. It tends to get me out of like a slump, because it like you sit if you have like a Skype call or whatever, or a real situation eventually, like an actual being in the room writing with someone, like being there with them, you have this like pressure to like actually be productive and do it, and it kind of makes you do it. And having someone else, like if you're stuck on this one line, someone else can maybe do that line and help you out. So it's actually really nice, and it kind of gives you a different perspective and maybe give you ideas for like songwriting that you wouldn't have already. So it's not, I do like writing with other people and I miss it as well.
How do you kind of like navigate if somebody comes up with an idea and you really don't like it?
It depends really. Like it's difficult if you don't know the person that well, I guess it's more difficult. But if the song is for them, then I guess like as long as they're happy, that's the main thing. But if the song was for me, I would just have to be like, I really don't like that. And it's easier, the better you know someone, you can just like, no, that sucks.
And
So
do you have
it's
like,
nice to write with someone that you know well often.
do you have set people that you kind of like writing with, or do you kind of like exploring writing with new people?
Kind of both. I mean, I have people that I write with on not such a regular basis, but like I've written multiple songs with them. But I do like to sort of branch out and do new stuff, and it's nice over lockdown, like particularly the first lockdown when everyone were like was being super productive. I did quite a few new writes with like people I've never met before or never heard of before, so that was quite cool, because it was like getting to meet new people, so that was nice.
What's your favourite song then that you've written so far?
Ooh, so I Can is actually like one of my favorite things I've written. It's probably, I don't know, I feel like it's the one I'm most proud of, because I think it's really good. I think it's really good, basically. I like wrote it like 5 minutes after me and my ex broke up. We broke up like over the phone, because we were like super long distance. And it was like this 4 hour long video call, and it was really sad. And we got off the phone and I just like wrote this song, like the whole thing in one go. And it's like everything I wanted to say. It's like exactly what I wanted to say. So I'm so like proud of it because of that, because it so perfectly sums up how I felt about everything. And I think it's, I don't, I think it's a good song in the least arrogant way possible. But also recently over summer, I think I wrote a song called Suitcase. And it's about like, basically I love traveling and I hate routine and doing the same thing all the time and being stuck in the same place. So as you can imagine, like this year hasn't been great for me. So I just kind of wrote this song about how like I'm restless in like one place and my heart lives in a suitcase is like the kind of hook of the song. So I really, really like that because it really sums up how I feel
Is
about
that actually
life.
a line in, is that a line in the song?
Yeah, so it's I'm restless when my world's stuck in the same place. I think my heart lives in a suitcase. So that's like the hook of the song and I really like it.
That is a great line.
Thanks. I was quite chuffed with
So with a lot of your songs then, do they tend to come from heartbreak and boy you troubles and things like that?
it's like life situations really. I have a lot of songs about, obviously I have a lot of like songs about, boys and breakups and relationships and all that. I also do write a lot about kind of like traveling and life and because that's like a big part of my life is I want to see the world and I want to get out and do stuff. And for example, like I've got my song, a song of mine, Bittersweet, that's about like the people you meet when you're traveling and the people you leave behind. And then Between the Lines is about like working a job that you hate and wanting to escape. And then I've got Enough, which is about like wanting more from life and wanting to like experience more. So I guess a lot of my songs are actually about kind of, to know, like wanting to feel free and not be trapped in a boring life.
Then 2020 came along.
Yeah, ruined everything. God. Oh.
Hopefully 2021 and 2022 will be better.
I really hope so. 22 is
And
my
it's,
like favorite number, so hopefully that year will be good.
it?
Yeah.
Is that going to be what your next song's going to be called, like 22?
Oh no, then I'll be copying Taylor Swift, wouldn't I? Because she's got a song called 22.
I thought I'd heard of it somewhere.
Yeah.
I know on Instagram you were talking about how you like traveling and you mentioned on Instagram about you like the States.
Yeah, I
What sort of
do.
places, where have you visited in the States?
Well, I've been to 22 states. I'm not going to list them all because we'll be here for a while. But
I'm in no rush.
I've done. I'm just looking at a map. I'm literally looking right now. I've got this like old school map on my wall of the states that I bought at a flea market in Nashville, and it's like on my wall, so I can look at it every day and imagine that I'm going back there soon. So I've done a lot of like the South Coast. So I've been all along there. I haven't been to Mississippi and Louisiana. They're the only two like southern states I haven't been to, like on the very border. I've been to California, which I absolutely love. That's like my absolute ultimate state. I think it's just the coolest place. Like, oh God, there's like deserts and mountains, and it's just so cool there, and Joshua trees, and the weather's good, and beaches. I love it. Obviously you've been to Tennessee, Nashville, quite a bit of like the East, like Virginia and Maryland and stuff. New York was the first place I ever went. So my first ever experience of America was working on a ranch in like upstate New York. And that kind of
Oh,
like,
wow.
yeah, so that was when I was like 19, and that kind of made me fall in love with America. And it also like got me into country music. That's the first time I ever properly listened to country music. So that's like a very special place in my heart is New York. And New York City, obviously I've been there too. And yeah, so quite a bit. I need to do like the north now.
Now you obviously you've been to a few places in the States. How do you feel when you're out there? Because you know, like obviously when you see news reports about the States,
Yeah.
it doesn't always show it in the positive of light.
No,
But
it
obviously
doesn't.
once you when you're over there, what's it actually like?
Oh, I love it. Like obviously they're only going to show the bad things happening because that's what they're not going to be like put on the news like, look how wonderful everything is in Texas today. So I guess you're only going to see the bad side, you're only going to hear about the bad side because that's just news, sadly. But I love it as a country and I love the people there. I mean, I've got so many friends out there that are just like the nicest people ever. Like this is one girl and I've stayed with her four different trips. She just lets me sleep on her couch for like weeks at a time, and it's just people are so kind and generous out there and so fun, and it's just so cool. And no, I love it. I just feel like full of life when I'm there. I feel like I'm like living, whereas sometimes when I'm in rainy England I'm kind of like, oh God, when am I next leaving?
Yeah, because sometimes when it's raining, it's a bit depressing here, isn't
I really struggle with the weather here. Yeah, I really like it, really gets me down, the weather and the
Yeah, you
cold. I
can't.
just hate cold. I hate being cold. I like
Yes, I
being in
don't like being
shorts. If I
cold.
could be in shorts all year round, I would be happy.
Well, you could here, but
Yeah,
you
I think
wouldn't
I'd
be cold.
probably get frostbite.
Yeah, it's I don't like the cold neither.
No, I did actually get almost the other day. I almost got chilblains on my feet.
Oh
Because I
dear.
went, one of my wellies leaked. We went on this walk and it was absolutely so flooded, and my welly had a massive crack in, and my welly filled up with like icy water. and
Was
we
that when
had
you were
to,
walking down a path, but it was meant,
yeah, and it
like,
was meant to be,
flooded?
yeah, and it's meant to be like the path. You know, it's basically the river had just like exploded, and my wellies filled with water, and we did the whole walk. My brother was like, "Do you want to go home?" And I was like, "No, I'll do the whole walk." And when I got home, my foot was like numb, and I stupidly like put it in hot water to warm it up, and then it was not. That's not what you're meant to do. So that wasn't good.
I'll
Thought I was
make a
gonna.
note of never to use you for first aid.
No, that was a really bad move of me.
Oh, bless you. So, who's your musical influences?
So Taylor Swift is obviously a big one. I mean, she's pretty much everyone's musical influence. Like her songwriting, I think, just is massively inspiring to me. John Mayer is a big one. He's the reason that I first ever picked up a guitar. So he's like a huge inspiration to me. Obviously, I'm nowhere near John Mayer level at guitar, but he's like the reason that I just wanted to start playing, really. So he and I love his music as well. And yeah, they're my two main big ones, I would say. And I do listen to a lot of like sort of modern country, and a lot of bands as well, a lot of sort of pop punk stuff as well. Not that
Okay.
you'd know from my music.
Wow. So is that a lesser known thing about Vic then, is it?
I don't know, really. I feel like quite a lot of people know that, like, my big love in high school were Green Day. That was like, I was just so obsessed with Green Day.
Okay.
And I was obsessed with it. Like, I was annoyed when American Idiot came out, because then everyone else was into Green Day. And I was like, but I knew them first. Because I had like, I've got three older siblings, and they used to like basically, I'd listen to whatever they listened to, and they discovered all these bands and took me to gigs and stuff, and I knew about all the music I listened to because of them. And I was a huge Green Day fan, and then suddenly everyone else was, and it like really, I was one of those lame people that's like, I like them first because I did.
So, are you from like a musical family?
I guess like, not like massively, but yeah, I guess with all my siblings like have played instruments, and my dad used to play bass in a band, so he was in a band in like late high school. And he was they were doing quite well, I think, and then he quit the band because he wanted to go to Cambridge instead, so that was
What other musical instruments do you play then, or is it just guitar primarily?
sad. Well, I used to play the saxophone, so
Wow,
my
okay.
first instrument was clarinet, and I played that for a little bit when I was like super young, and then I got a saxophone, so I played saxophone, got to grade five, and then I bought a guitar and never picked up my saxophone again. So I don't think I could even play it now. But I'm learning piano. That's something I've been trying to do in lockdown. I'm just like learning chords on piano and trying to slowly like learn how to play and how to write on it. And I f wrote my first song on piano as well,
Wow, okay.
which is exciting.
So
Oh,
when will that be released?
I don't know if it will be released, but quite, it's like a love song. It's just a love song about no one really. I mean, I'm not in love, so I just wrote it. But I like it.
So with your saxophone that you've never picked up since you got the guitar, is that now just like an ornament?
It's just under my bed, actually. It's just in its case under my bed, which is a shame because saxophones are really cool looking, aren't they? So maybe one day, if I
Yeah.
had like my own house and I'd had like a music room and it could be on the wall, just like looking cool.
Yes, you can have it mounted on the wall. That would look good.
I would actually. Maybe I'll do that. Saxophone and my guitars, and got lots of license plates that I want to hang up. I've tried to like, over my many visits, I've tried to get like a license plate from each state that I've been to. So there's like this, you know, I said about this flea market in Nashville where I got my map. Well, I've bought quite a few like old license plates there, and I'm trying to get like 22. I've only got a few at the moment. I haven't got all the 22 states I've been to, but I want to get one from each, and then like eventually one day I have a really cool house with like all my license plates on the wall, because I think they're so cool. They're so much cooler than like European ones.
When you go through customs, they look like give you funny looks, like, why are you taking license plates off?
No one's ever said anything, touch wood. They've never minded.
They've clearly not that bothered.
No.
Do you do music as a full-time career other than during a pandemic?
No, I mean I make no money from it really. It's so difficult. Like streaming, you get literally like about 0.0003p per stream or something. So the only money I'm really making from it at the moment is like selling merch, and just occasionally when people like donate, if I do a live stream. So I've got like a donation thing on my Spotify, and a couple of people have done that, which has been really nice. and then tiny, tiny amounts from like iTunes and stuff. But no, I'm not actually. It's difficult to make money from music. It's really hard, especially now because I can't gig.
It is really hard making making money from music.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's because the platforms kind of know how to screw artists, don't
Oh
they?
yeah, their favorite thing to do.
And I think the thing as well is when this was something that I actually wanted to have a podcast episode about, which is like about like Spotify and whether is it worth artists, it'd be good to get your opinion on it as well. Is it worth artists putting songs on Spotify, or is it better for an artist to try and promote the music without using Spotify so then people will buy the music?
I think I like being on Spotify just because it's a place to discover music. That I know that I'm never going to make money from Spotify, but I like it because, first of all, it's just cool to say like, I'm on Spotify. But also, it's just like I want my music to be accessible. Like, I want people to, I want people to hear about me and I want people to hear my music. And if I ever did get put on a massive playlist, that would be, a way for more people to reach me. So I think Spotify is definitely. Even though you don't make much money from it, I think it's still a really great platform to be on.
Because isn't Spotify the one where if you have a free Spotify account, you only get 30 seconds of any song?
I
Whereas
think,
if you have a premium Spotify, you get the full song.
no, I don't know which that one is. I think
I think it
there's,
might be Spotify.
no, I think Spotify, you just get, if you have a an account that's like a free account, you get to just get adverts in between, like every few songs you'll get an advert, which is really annoying. I think
Okay.
SoundCloud, you can upload songs, like if you have like a pro account, you can upload songs and like you only get the first bit of it unless you have a pro. And there might be SoundCloud, I'm not sure.
Great.
No one wants that.
Yeah, nobody wants adverts. And it was interesting because I know on Instagram the other day, I think you posted about what content do people want to see from you?
Yeah.
And then I mentioned vlogs. And then you were like, that's strange because they never seem to do quite well
Yeah,
for
a lot
you.
of people said vlogs as well, and I was like, "Why is everyone saying vlogs? Because no one watches my vlogs." So I was a bit surprised about that actually, but it's interesting because it's nice that people want to see me doing vlogs and talking about random stuff. It's they're fun to make, so I'll have to sort of have a think about them. I mean, there's not a whole lot going on in my life now, surprisingly. So I'm trying to think
But
of what vlogs I'd actually do.
maybe that's the content.
Yeah.
So it's literally a day in the life of
Oh,
it.
I did one. I actually did one a couple of months ago. I did a day in the life, like lockdown edition. So that's on my YouTube if you're
I'll check it out. I think
Yeah.
the last one I saw of you on YouTube was where you were talking about you had a bottle confiscated
Oh, I was
to
so annoyed
security.
about that.
And you know the one I mean.
Yeah, I was sitting in the car. I remember that because I did that in I just filled my car up and I did that vlog in like Tesco car park. And it was really hot. It was like 30 something degrees and I was in heaven. And yeah, that bottle was so annoying. Basically, I forgot to empty it, and instead of just letting me empty it, they were like, "You've got to go through security again." And I was like, "Well, I'm gonna miss my flight, aren't I?" So I had to not have a bottle. And I hate using plastic, so I basically had no water the whole journey home because I was like, "I'm not buying a plastic bottle."
Couldn't you have just drank the water
Yeah, but they said
while she
even
was.
if I did, I'd have to go through security again.
All right, okay.
I know.
Fair enough.
Seemed ridiculous, but hey ho.
So, out of all the places where you'd love to go to for traveling, where's like your number one place that you want to go to?
I don't really know, but at the moment, I'm just having this obsession with Australia. So me and my little brother have been talking about Australia, and we just keep being like, "I wish I was in Australia right now." And that's somewhere I really want to go, actually. So I'd love to go there. That's sort of a recent obsession added to my list of places I want to go.
That because it's hot though.
Oh yeah, it's hot. They've got cool animals. I mean, they've got like marsupials that don't exist anywhere else in the world, and I think it's just so cool. Like, I'm really into wildlife, and the fact that they have so many species that don't exist anywhere else is just so cool. So I'd like to go there. I'd like to go to Japan. I'd like to maybe go to like Brazil or somewhere cool like that. And obviously, I'd like to see the rest of the states. I'd like to do all 50 one day.
I'm sure you'll do that.
Would be nice.
I actually thought you'd have said like somewhere like Dubai, because that's
Really?
hot.
Yeah, I guess that could be quite cool actually. I saw something
Because
actually. about Dubai. I'd never, do you know what? I learned so much from TikTok. Like, I learn, there's so many videos that are like educational. I've actually learned so many like cool things from it. But I'd never heard of this. Have you heard of like the world off of the Dubai coast?
Is that the one where they literally built it out of sand?
Yeah, like they built like countries out of like mini versions of countries out of like sand and
Yeah.
stuff, and I didn't know that existed, and I was like, what the hell is this? And I like googled it, and it was like really weird seeing it on Google Maps, like a mini version of the world, and I was like, that's insane.
They did it with is it called Palm Island, I think it's called.
Yeah, and yeah, they did those as well, and then I think the water got stagnant in the middle because it couldn't get anywhere.
They're like really creative when they come up to like thinking of things.
Yeah.
And I think that they always like to try and build the tallest skyscraper, don't they?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
So if another country beats them, they're like, right, we must build another one. We build it taller.
And I think there's a lot of like
Yeah.
influencers out there at the moment. I keep seeing influencers. Oh, I'm, you know, in lockdown, I'm in Dubai, and it's like, for God's sake, I'm in the UK.
Yeah, I think everyone sort of like tried to escape, didn't they? All
Yeah.
the influencers and that to Dubai. But that's the thing, because I mean, obviously they can work from anywhere, can't they?
Yeah,
And
that's the dream.
is that what you want to be? Is it an influencer?
Well, no, not an influencer, just to be able to work from anywhere.
Work from anywhere with music?
Yeah, if I was making enough money from it, then yeah.
I think you'll be a TikTok influencer.
Do you think?
10,000 followers.
Well,
That's the start of it.
I've got to hit 100,000. That's my goal.
Is that your goal? Have you actually set a
I've
goal for
decided right now my goal for the year is to get
you?
100,000 followers on TikTok.
Okay, well,
So watch this space.
we're only a week and a half into January, so for
Yes,
this
and
year you've got plenty of time. I'm sure you'll hit your 100,000.
I hope so. That'd be really cool.
Do you promote it on your other social sites?
Not really. I feel like, I don't know, I almost like don't want people from other platforms to like know about TikTok, because like TikTok, I don't know, I feel like Instagram's very polished, isn't it? And you sort of put like the best version of yourself on there, and everything's very like cool and you look good. And then TikTok is just like people doing weird stuff, and like, you know, I'll post things that aren't related to music, like me doing weird stuff, and then I'm like, God, I really actually don't want other people to like know about this. Like, I don't do anything too weird, but it's kind of a different, you know, it just feels different to Instagram and stuff. But I occasionally will say, like, you know, if people say that they want to see me doing live streams, I'm like, well, if you're interested, I do a ton of live streams on TikTok. And like also I share like new songs on there. So I'll post like, if I've written a new song, I'll post like a snippet on TikTok with lyrics and stuff. Because you can add captions and stuff. It's really easy to do that. So things like that I will share
Okay.
on there.
I think what artists should do is they should release an album that has all the songs that have never actually made
Yeah, like
an
never
album or
made
been
it.
released as a single.
Yeah. Oh God, I've got loads of those. I
How many songs have you written?
don't know really. Like quite a lot. I don't know, like 100, more than 100, I don't know. Because if I'm counting like co-writes and stuff with other people, I mean, it's probably quite a lot. So it's really, that's a very good question. I really would have to like sit down and actually think about it. But I'd say over 100.
That's a lot of songs.
Yeah.
So just think you could have an album of songs that never made anywhere.
Oh God, you know, I'd love like John Mayer and people to do that, because he's got a ton of unreleased songs. And it'd be so cool to get like an album of them all. But a lot of them are on YouTube, and like sneaky accounts will upload them on YouTube, and you get to like hear all these unreleased songs.
So it should be called like Songs That Never Made an Album.
Yeah. I wonder if people would like it, but they're probably like, they're not quite as good songs.
Could be. Or it could be songs maybe where not quite mastered, they're just literally raw.
Yeah, just like a little acoustic version.
So where can people find you online?
Everywhere really. So I'm Vic Allen Music. That's my like handle. So I'm Vic Allen Music on pretty much like every social media. And I've got a website, vicallenmusic.com, and I'm on iTunes, Spotify, all of those nice places. So yeah, hopefully I'm pretty easy to find. I hope that when you type in Vic Allen on Google, I'm the first thing that comes up. I think I might be, so there you go.
And do you have a merch store then, or do you just sell merch at gigs and
Yeah, so I've got a merch store. So if you go to my website, there's actually like a store section, and if you click on it, it'll take you to my online store. It's like a big cartel store. So I can't remember the exact like link for that, but you'll find it via my website, and it'll take you to a little site with all my merch.
And what sort of things are you selling on your merch?
So I have t-shirts, I have Vic Allen t-shirts, and then I have I Can t-shirts. I've got CDs, I've got lyric sheets, which I make, like hand make. Those are quite popular actually. And then I've got like little, like what I call mini merch. So I've got mini merch, which is like stickers and postcards and guitar picks and things like that.
Actually got a lot on it then.
Yeah, I've got quite a bit on there actually. And the stickers are nice. I got those recently, and they're like proper vinyl ones, like really nice, like shiny ones that you can put on your guitar case. So I was really chuffed with those.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, it's been absolutely fantastic speaking to you, Vic.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Also, a big thanks to everyone who listens to our podcasts each week. Thank you so much for joining us for that. And we hope you'll continue to listen to our podcasts. Hope you can join us next week for another episode of the Unsigned Chat podcast. But until then, have a great week.